This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. New research confirms that temperature and symptom checks miss many coronavirus infections. A study published Wednesday found that these measures failed to detect infections in new Marine recruits before they started training, even after several weeks of quarantine. Many recruits had no symptoms yet still spread the virus. Genetic testing revealed six separate clusters of cases among the recruits. The work has implications for colleges, prisons, meatpacking plants, and other places that rely on symptom screening. Doctors say more COVID-19 testing is needed, especially in younger people who often don't develop symptoms. Texas has become the first U.S. state with more than 1 million confirmed cases, and California is now right behind that mark with a surge of infections engulfing the country. Across the U.S., over 10.3 million cases have been recorded. Cases per day are now on the rise in 49 states, and deaths per day are climbing in 39. A month ago, the U.S. was experiencing about 730 COVID-19 deaths a day. Now that's up to 970 deaths a day. Germany's health minister is cautioning that restrictions meant to slow the spread of the coronavirus are likely to last through the winter as numbers of new infections remain high. The health minister, Jens Spahn, told the RBB radio Thursday that large Christmas parties or other social gatherings of more than 10 to 15 people are not likely to be feasible. Germany is in its second week of a four-week partial shutdown that's meant to help prevent the health system from being overwhelmed. Restaurants, bars, and sports and leisure facilities have been closed, and new contact restrictions have been introduced. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Projected President-elect Joe Biden says that he is not worried that President Donald Trump has broken with tradition by not letting him read the ultra-secret daily brief containing the nation's most sensitive intelligence before inauguration. Biden says he can't make national security decisions yet anyway, so he does not need it. National security and intelligence experts hope that Mr. Trump eventually decides to share the so-called president's daily brief with Biden. They say U.S. adversaries can take advantage of the country during an American presidential transition, and key foreign issues will be bearing down on Biden when he walks into the Oval Office. A top advisor projected President-elect Joe Biden, who's worked with him since the 1980s, has been selected to become the incoming White House chief of staff. We get more from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Joe Biden and Ron Klain have been together for a long time. Klain was the chief of staff to then Vice President Joe Biden in his first term and will hold that same title for an incoming President Biden. Klain was also chief of staff for then Vice President Al Gore. In 2014, he was selected to coordinate the Obama White House response to the Ebola outbreak, celebrating the survival of a doctor who had contracted that deadly virus.
It shows that our healthcare system can successfully identify, isolate, and treat an Ebola patient.
This election emphasizes Biden's focus on corralling the new coronavirus. But the president-elect also says Klain is well-equipped to face the challenge of working with a divided Congress. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The Vatican's report into ex-Cardinal Theodore McCarrick has raised uncomfortable issues that the Holy See will have to confront going forward. Chief among them, what it will do about current and future clergy who use their power to sexually abuse adults. McCarrick was only investigated into defrocked by Pope Francis because a former altar boy came forward to report their prelate that he had groped him when he was a teenager in the 1970s. The bulk of the Vatican study of the McCarrick scandal released Tuesday dealt with the cardinal's behavior with young men whose careers he controlled and who he felt powerless to say no to him. Some say the Vatican needs to revisit how the church protects them as well. Hong Kong's pro-democracy opposition lawmakers said Wednesday they will resign and protest against the dismissal of four of their colleagues from the city assembly after Beijing gave local authorities new powers to further curb dissent. The Chinese parliament adopted a resolution earlier in the day allowing the city's executive to expel legislators deemed to be advocating Hong Kong independence, colluding with foreign forces, or threatening national security without having to go through the courts via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.